Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave transition color formula in Ableton Live 12, designed for VHS rave energy in jungle and old school DNB. And I want you to think of this not as an effects chain, but as a palette shift. We are changing the temperature of the room. The listener should feel the scene turn hot, hazy, unstable, and tape warped before they can even name what each processor is doing. This kind of transition is perfect for the last 16 bars, the final 8 bars, the 4-bar pre-drop ramp, or those little memory flash moments where the track feels like it's melting into the next section. We want pressure, movement, and a strong contrast between the damaged transition and the clean impact of the drop. So let's build it step by step. First, set up a dedicated transition group or return. For this lesson, I recommend a group track called Trans Color for the main material, plus a return track for shared space and damage effects if you want extra control. The group gives you commitment and editability. The return gives you flexibility. That combination is ideal for advanced drum and bass work. Now choose source material that already has some energy in it. This matters. Don't start with something lifeless and expect magic. Use chopped amen or think break fragments, a vocal shout, a stab chord, a noise sweep, a short rave piano phrase, or a Reese fragment. A really strong starting combo is a 2-bar break loop, a pad or chord wash, one vocal phrase, and one stab layer. That gives you rhythm, harmony, and texture all moving together. Now on the trans color group, build your core device chain. Start with utility, then auto filter, then saturator or roar, then drum bus, then echo, then redux, then reverb, and finally shifter or frequency shifter if you want that extra instability. You won't always need every device, but this is the full formula, and it gives you a lot of creative range. Begin with utility. This is not glamorous, but it matters. Use it to control the gain going into your chain so you're hitting the saturation in a musical way, not just slamming everything into clipping. Set width depending on the source. Maybe around 80 to 120% if you want the transition to bloom. Be careful with the bass mono setting. If there's low end in the source, keep it tight, but don't overconstrain it unless you need that. Next, create the heat. This is where saturator or roar comes in. If you want simple and controllable warmth, saturator is great. Push the drive somewhere around +3 to +9 dB, turn soft clip on, and choose a curve that flatters the source. Analog clip or soft sine can both work well depending on what you're processing. You want thickened drums, fuzz transients, and more mid-range presence. If you want something more animated and dangerous, use roar. Start with a warmer or dirtier style, add moderate drive, and keep enough high and alive so it doesn't turn into a blanket. Use the dynamics lightly so the transients still punch. Add feedback and color sparingly. The key move here is automation. Bring the drive up over 4 or 8 bars, then pull it back just before the drop. That gives you the feeling of the tape overheating right before the impact. After that, add drum bass. This is a huge one for old school jungle energy, especially if you're working with breakbeats. Keep the drive moderate, around 10 to 25%, and use crunch carefully so it roughens the break without wrecking it. Be cautious with boom if the source already has low end. A little transient shaping can help if you want snap, or you can soften it a bit if you want the transition to smear. Drum bus gives you that baked, rounded, break-heavy texture that sits beautifully in a VHS rave context. Now bring in echo. This is your smear, movement, and depth layer. Try sync times like quarter notes, dotted eighths, or sixteenths depending on the energy. Keep feedback around 20 to 45%, and band limit the repeats so they don't get too bright or messy. Add a touch of modulation for wobble, a little noise for tape flavor, and darken the character if the source is too sharp. In practice, you usually want to automate this in the final 1 or 2 bars before the drop, then cut it hard at impact so the tail disappears or gets ducked out of the way. This is where a lot of the VHS rave feeling comes from. A short, unstable repeat on a vocal hit or a stab. That one move can instantly make the section feel like a damaged memory without washing out the whole arrangement. Now add redux. This is the damaged tape layer. Use it gently. Reduce the sample rate and bit depth enough to give texture, but not so much that everything collapses unless that's the specific effect you want. A good range is subtle to medium downsampling, with bit reduction around 12 to 8 bits for texture. Apply it mostly to higher percussion, vocal snippets, noise sweeps, or stabs. Keep the sub clean. That's a really important teacher note here. If you crush the low end too much, the drop loses weight. In DNB, the VHS treatment should live mostly in the mids and highs. Then use reverb to create the heat haze. Keep the decay controlled, usually around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds depending on how spacious you want the transition to feel. Add a bit of pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the source stays intelligible. High-pass the reverb return or use the low cut aggressively, so you don't smear the kick and sub. Use it on vocal snippets, pads, stabs, fills, and reversed elements. This is the atmosphere layer, not the full wash over the entire mix. If you want the transition to feel even more unstable, add shifter or frequency shifter. Use tiny amounts. Seriously, tiny amounts go a long way here. Shifter is good for pitch wobble and subtle tape drift movement. Frequency shifter is great for metallic sidebands and that uneasy VHS glitch color. These effects are most effective on break fills, vocal chops, risers, and filtered stabs. The goal is not obvious weirdness. The goal is a slight, convincing wrongness that makes the transition feel alive. Now here's the real secret. Automate the color like a cinematic scene change. Static effects do not feel like a transition. Movement does. Over 4 or 8 bars, automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, echo feedback, reverb wetness, redux amount, stereo width, and any pitch instability or gain staging into the chain. You're painting an arc. For example, in bar 1, start filtered and narrow with light saturation and minimal echo. In bar 2, open the filter a bit and increase the drive. In bar 3, add more degradation. Push the width slightly and bring up the reverb. In bar 4, taper the low end, peak the instability, then cut hard into the drop. That's your heatwave rising shape. And if you want maximum control, resample the result. Route the trans color group to a new audio track and record it. Once it's printed, you can edit it like raw material. Reverse pieces, slice it, stutter it, or bounce it again. This is one of the most powerful advanced moves in Ableton Live. A resampled transition can become a custom fill, a reverse pre-drop tail, or even a new rhythmic element in the groove. In Jungle, that kind of recycled damage is gold. When you arrange it, think like a DJ shaping energy. About 8 bars before the drop, let the break start getting filtered, widen the atmosphere, and bring in brief vocal or stab moments. Around 4 bars out, increase the distortion, make the echo more noticeable, and intensify any snare fills or break edits. In the final 2 bars, narrow everything into tension again. Make the reverb and echo feel bigger, but also more controlled. Then in the final bar, cut the low end, add a quick fill or tape style artifact, and slam into the drop. And remember this important note: if the transition feels huge but the drop feels small, you probably use too much width or too much reverb. Pull the space back in the last half bar so the drop has somewhere to land. Contrast is everything. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't destroy the low end. Keep the damage mostly above around 150 Hz, or split the source into bands if you need more control. Second, don't leave reverb everywhere. Too much reverb turns a powerful D&B transition into mush. Third, don't forget automation. At least 3 key parameters should move over time. And fourth, don't crush the full mix with redux unless you intentionally want a broken radio breakdown. Use it as a texture, not a master destroyer. If you want a darker or heavier variation, here's how to push it. Replace warm saturation with a harder edge using roar, a harsher saturator curve, or something like pedal if you want more grit. Use band pass filtering for a claustrophobic tunnel feel before the drop. Sidechain the transition bus with a kick so it breathes instead of smearing the downbeat. Add micro motion with tiny cutoff shifts. And if you really want it to hit, resample the distortion and slice it into stutters, reverses, and fill accents. Here's a solid practice move. Build a 4-bar transition using an amen loop, a vocal stab, and a dark pad or rave chord. Put them into trans color. Add utility, auto filter, saturator, echo, redux, and reverb. Automate the cutoff opening, the drive rising, the echo feedback increasing in bars 3 and 4, and the redux amount creeping up near the end. Resample it, then slice the printed audio into a couple of reversed hits, one stutter fill, and one tail before the drop. Compare the raw transition to the resampled and edited version. You'll hear how much more alive the printed version can feel. The final takeaway is this. The heatwave transition color formula is about emotional temperature. It's not just a bunch of effects. It's a controlled transformation from dry and mechanical into hot, warped, unstable rave energy, and then back into a clean, punchy drop. Use utility for control. Use auto filter for movement. Use saturator or roar for heat. Use drum bus for break glue. Use echo for VHS smear. Use redux for tape damage. Use reverb for haze. Use shifter or frequency shifter for instability. And above all, Automate the feeling. Make the transition breathe. Make it glow. Make it wobble just enough. Then reset everything and let the drop hit with authority. All right, now go build that heat wave.